You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. Okay, ladies, class is in session. Today we're talking specifically about how you can increase your visibility by aligning with a charitable cause. And there's so many caveats here because when done incorrectly, then you can have the opposite effect of what you're going for. So the goal here is to increase the visibility for your business, but if you do this poorly, then you will create an unfavorable reputation for your brand. And of course, I'm going to break that down for you today and kind of walk you through the do's and don'ts of choosing the cause in which you'll partner with. But it's all about, one, of course, being mission-driven. I can't stress enough that that's the key purpose in identifying a brand, an organization, a charity to partner with. That is number one. Okay, for the morality of it, for the cause behind it, that's number one. But two, a byproduct of forming these kinds of partnerships is that it increases visibility for your business. Why? Because whenever you partner or collaborate with anyone, you have reeled in their network. And the whole goal is, when it comes to visibility, creating multiplication, not addition. And by joining with an entirely different organization, you have just grabbed all of their network, which kind of multiplies your own. So here's how that works. First, let me provide some context for why this is so important. The first is that there's tons and tons of research about corporate social responsibility, meaning businesses that align with charitable causes, and the perception of the public of such a partnership, okay? So it shows that more people are willing to spend more money with businesses that are aligned with a charitable cause. In fact, millennials and Gen Z especially expect that the brands and businesses that they support have identified and are public with some kind of charitable cause. So here's how you make that work for yourself. And again, you should be mission driven. That should be the number one priority. But we can also find some visibility opportunities with such a partnership. So here's how that works. One, you should be aligning with a cause that makes sense for what it is you do. So for example, if you're in the food and beverage industry, then it might make sense to partner with a charity whose goal or mission is to combat hunger. Okay, specifically locally. And I can't stress enough, in my opinion, I think it's a stronger choice to perhaps join with an organization that's hyper-localized, especially if you are central or center to a specific city and you're not like in multiple cities. So that's just a thought. Another example is if you are in fashion or retail, then it might make sense for you to partner with an organization that's dedicated to making sure that we have sustainable clothes or that our clothes were manufactured ethically and things of that nature. I know one brand that does that very well is a business called Valhalla here in Tampa, where we are located, Tell Public Relations. We're here in downtown Tampa, but just a few miles away from our office, there's a store called Valhalla. And what they do is you can rent clothes the way that you would rent library books, like have a membership. You can go in, grab however many items, I think from like 3 to 5 items a month, and you can continually rotate them as much as you want that month. And it's a really cool concept. They're very popular here. But here's what they do really well is they're so passionate about upcycling and resell and being really mindful of sustainability. So they're all about educating their members and posting content and donating to causes that surround making sure our clothes are not being wasteful and that the people who make our clothes are being treated right. So I just think that they are a great example of how this is done. So I can't stress enough that the partnership that you develop should be something that is meaningful. Now, whenever I encourage brands to do this, sometimes the resistance or the misconception is, well, I don't have tons of money to donate. I can't contribute meaningfully because we don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to give every month. That's fine. If that is the main resource that you have and that's the way that you can give, you go for it. But there are two other things that you can do. And again, this all goes back to, we're talking about it here on this platform because you see businesses that have, whether it's speaking engagements for the leaders, whether it's sound bites and popular news features, because people want to highlight that. Okay, local, regional, national outlets want to shine a light on businesses who are getting it right. And those are the opportunities we want to ensure for you as a listener. Okay. So if you're discouraged because you don't have a lot of money to donate, your other two options are one, to donate your services in a way that makes sense. So let's say, for example, I was doing PR for a national company that supported adoption services, foster services. And we had people who partnered with us and they donated their services in a way that made sense. So for example, if you are a photographer, they aligned with our particular business and they donated their photography services and offered to take photos of the kids who were up for adoption so that they had some, you know, beautiful representative imagery to showcase in hopes that they would soon be adopted for a family. So that's one way that photographers were aligning with that particular brand to donate, to give back, and it didn't necessarily cost any money. Okay. So think of how you can offer your services in a way that help to advance the mission of the people you are partnering with. Okay. Another is simply to volunteer your time in the way that they need. So perhaps you're not donating your product or services, but instead asking them, how can we help? If it's a, you know, literacy-based organization or a children's organization, they might simply want you to come and spend time or to offer hours per month to serve as a mentor. Okay, so you have options in what this looks like. Now, once you form those partnerships, a couple of the things you can do is host events together where you sponsor and you can generate publicity for that. You can come up with a really creative way to serve. And if it is out of the box and inspires others to do the same, writing a press release about that, that garners media attention because it's interesting. You can, the next time you participate in doing something, if the media is not taking notice and you don't want to pitch to them on that full scale, you can take advantage of the content that you own, the spaces that you own. So on your website, doing a write-up of it with really beautiful pictures. We say all the time that, yes, we teach you here at Tell Public Relations, we teach you how to pitch, we teach you how to find the right journalist, we'll do all those things. But I don't want us to take an attitude of, well, if the media doesn't cover it, well, then I guess we don't really have a shot, or our whole 100% goal is to get the media to give us this approval. Sometimes they take note of the way that things are generating public interest without them, because that shows that it's newsworthy and they want to jump on it. So go ahead and do your thing without them sometimes and find a way to publicize it on your own platforms. And if it generates enough interest and creates enough of a meaningful experience for those involved, they will take note. They'll see that it's a story, okay, because it's demonstrated. So I encourage you, this is your homework. So let me say it officially. This is the homework for today's episode. I want you to think about and then research the organizations in your area that make sense for your business or industry. That's step one. Step two, I want you to think about how you can contribute meaningfully, whether it's dollars, services, or time. And step three, I would like you to reach out to them, specifically to their community relations person, and see how you might partner together and what opportunities are available. Okay, that's your three-step homework for finding ways to partner with charitable organizations to, of course, further your mission, but then also to generate visibility opportunities. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.